Hey, this is Karina, and this is the Mood Lab podcast. I'll share with you my personal stories, learnings, and philosophies, as well as those of the people who inspire me. We'll cover topics ranging from self-intimacy, tantra, and emotional embodiment, to nutrition and movement, to business, leading a team, and so, so much more. Expect to be inspired, laugh, and learn. And because this one has to be short and sweet, let's dive right in. Hey you, so I wanted to share a bit about my diet with you because I feel like I've got it nailed quite well right now, and there are some little hacks in there that I've shared with friends and they were quite excited and were like, oh, this is kind of cool. And right now the way I'm eating really helps me to eat lots of greens, which I think are so important. And also, yeah, I got introduced to this way of eating by a friend to some extent. Well, she inspired the way I'm eating now. I think we're still eating slightly different, but she helped really, really helped me to introduce more greens into my daily food intake. So I just thought I'm going to share this with you, share what I've just like, yeah, the flow that I went into, the way I currently eat. I always love those what I eat in a day videos. I always find them so inspiring. And obviously everybody's different, so you might need more food or less food, or you need different kinds of foods because you have allergies or intolerances, and I do have those. So there are a couple of foods that I'm definitely not having on my on a daily basis or at all because they're just not good for me. And I do believe in reducing inflammatory foods because I just noticed a huge difference in my body and my health with those. But yeah, other than that, I eat lots of vegetables, lots of fruits and greens, and that's mostly it. Every now and then I have a little bit of grains here and there, but only gluten-free ones, and I also try to reduce oats because they inflame me as well. And just to say, I've been on a long journey of like healing a sort of leaky gut, and I mean, people call it differently in different parts of the world, I feel, and in different practices. My health practitioner, she had called it that way, and she had diagnosed me with it, but I've been on a huge, huge journey of, yeah, healing that, and I feel like right now I'm in a really good place. I was able to reintroduce some of the foods that are actually good for me, and I've been reacting to previously, but I'm not reacting to anymore, which is great. And yeah, it's just been a journey. And I still try to reduce those foods that I've previously reacted to just to make sure to not build up that resistance again. But this is just what I know. And obviously I'm not a nutritionist, I'm not a health practitioner, but this is just what I do and what I know from the practitioners that I've worked with and the books that I've read. And some people that inspire me in those areas are Dr. Stephen Gundry, I think he's called, and also Anthony Williams, the guy from Medical Medium. They have immensely impacted my journey, and so I'm really grateful for that as well. And yeah, and now I'm just going to jump into a full day of eating. So what I try to do most days is not eat until like around at least 11 or 12. So I'm trying to have some sort of intermittent fasting just fitted to my daily routine. Sometimes I have a snack at around like 10 or 11. So sometimes it's also a little bit earlier than 11. So sometimes it's 10. But I really, before 10, I rarely eat something. And most days it's truly towards 12 o'clock that I'm having my first snack or meal. And what I try to do as well, I try to have two really full meals to nourish me throughout the day. So one is lunch, or I call it brunch because it feels more like a breakfast. And one is my dinner. And I start my day with athletic greens, so those I have immediately after waking up. It's my first water intake as well, because I just put my athletic greens powder into my water and it's the first thing I consume. And as far as I know, it doesn't break the fast. I did my research on it, but I also heard that it might be different for different bodies. So, yeah, maybe everybody has to check that individually. For me, it seems to work. And after that, I have tea or water, and I have my supplements, but I'll get into those in another episode. And after that, I just have nothing for a while, except of obviously more water along the way. And then sometimes, if I feel like I really need a pick me up, and actually, it's not really need, it's more a want. So it's actually something that I still am trying to figure out for myself what works best for me. Right now, this works for me. Sometimes I have a snack, like a little protein bar thing or something like that, or like a date or some dates with nuts. And it really, really works for me. I was thinking actually something that I really would love to introduce as like the first meal would be something like a green juice. Well, not a meal, but a break the fast kind of situation. But right now that doesn't seem to be feasible because I'm almost always on the go at that time. So I'm not really at home to do the juicy thing. But yeah, and then when it comes to lunch, it also depends. If I'm in the office, for example, I always try to buy fruits and have those with some, yeah, just either some protein powder on top and mix it in with some. Sometimes I have like oat yogurt or coconut yogurt. I try to opt for coconut yogurt mostly. And then that would be like a quick fix for lunch in the office, or just having fruits and then having some dates or some protein bar on the side. That is also a very clean version that I always look for. So I only have those where there is like protein powder, dates and nuts and in it, and that's it. So just the very, very clean ones. And when I'm at home, which is my favorite version, it's my smoothie bowl time. So then I have for lunch a smoothie bowl where I fit in greens. So I put in some either spinach or salad or yeah, just whatever I have in my fridge that is green. And sometimes it's kind of weird because you would think like how do I put a salad into my smoothie bowl? But actually, because I also put in so many fruits, a banana and like either frozen strawberries or frozen blueberries or frozen raspberries, something like that, or frozen mango, I put it in there. I put in my vanilla protein powder from Vivo Life. I really adore that one. It is so delicious. I put it in there so you don't taste the greens at all. They just magically disappear. And I already know I got my first serving of greens, which is just so amazing. And then for dinner, I usually after my lunch, sometimes I have a snack in between. And all the people, so I have to say this because all the people that know me really well, they know that I tend to have some chocolate during the day. And actually, I'm really well known for having my chocolate on the side. And I opt for really clean chocolate bars as well. So they're always vegan, sweetened with just a little bit of coconut sugar, quite dark ones, sometimes a little bit the sweeter ones. Just depends on my mood. And sometimes they have some nuts in there as well. Just, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you know the Umbar chocolates, but these are my absolute favorites. So I try to go for those because I feel like they're really, really amazing with their ingredients. And I just love chocolate and it makes me feel good. And I know that there is obviously emotional ties to that, but I also am living in a way that I feel like I don't want to restrict myself. And this is something that I really like. And I don't have the feeling that it impacts me in a negative way. I feel like it is actually really good for me and it makes me happy. So, and that's what I'm doing in the afternoon mostly, having like a little piece of chocolate or a couple. And for dinner, I always opt for, well, either if I didn't have my smoothie bowl during the day, I sometimes have it for dinner, also a bit out of convenience, and sometimes because I'm just really having that feeling of, okay, I really want this right now. And it feels like, yeah, like a little nudge from my body being like, okay, it would be good to have a smoothie bowl right now. And oh, what I didn't tell you actually how I top my smoothie bowls, because for me, I feel like it digests better when I have some seeds on top of it, something to crunch on. So I usually opt for having linseeds and Flia seeds. I don't know if it's called the way I think it is. On top of that, they're like very good for digestion. And I top it with some nut butter. I usually go for almond butter. And then I sometimes put some little like sugar-free chocolate drops on it and some walnuts or any other nut that I have at hand. Sometimes I put on some hemp seeds, and sometimes I put on, or actually most of the times I put on some raisins or any other dried fruit. And I don't know if this is just personal to me, but I feel like if I chew that smoothie bowl, because I chew it, because obviously there are then bits and pieces in it, it digests better, because I feel like it gets my digestive juices flowing way earlier, because I obviously, when you chew, your digestive juices flow much more. So that is just a little hack for myself, how those bowls work well for me. And what I don't put on my smoothie bowl, and this is like a big no-no for me, is I do not put any grains on it, because for my body, it feels like fruit and grains do not combine well together. If I have granola on top of my smoothie bowl, it actually makes me feel so bloated. So I never have that, except sometimes if I'm eating out, and that is then the exception. But I notice it in a difference of how my body feels after and how my digestion feels after. So, but now back to dinner. So for dinner right now, and this is like something I've only started a couple of weeks ago, and it has majorly impacted the way I feel after dinner, and also it has introduced way more greens into my diet. So what I do is I buy greens like different every time. Sometimes I have a little those greens that you also put in the Caesar salad kind of thing, like those leafy ones. Sometimes I just have like different kinds of leafy greens. I don't even know how they're all called. So I just buy whatever looks really fresh and radiant in my health food store. And sometimes I also buy like a mixed thing where there's like different ones in there. And sometimes I buy spinach, fresh ones like the baby spinach. And I have that, I put that in half of my bowl. And then I put veggies into the oven. So I have like a variety of veggies. Sometimes it's like carrots, sometimes it's pumpkin, sometimes it's zucchini, sometimes it's, I don't even know, just like different ones. But these are actually the, oh yeah, sweet potato, I forgot. So these are the ones I actually digest quite well. So I kind of rotate those and also combine those. I sometimes also have an avocado, but I do not put this one into the oven. And then I do a side of, for example, tofu or tempeh. And tempeh is the one that digests the best for me. I do buy like fermented bean tempeh as well sometimes, or tempeh made out of lupines, I think it's called that way. And the good thing about this is that I've noticed, as long as like beans and those kind of legumes are fermented, they work well for me. I also think, as far as I know, what Dr. Stephen Gundry talks about in his books and in his studies is that if you ferment beans and legumes, they lose their, or the lectins get broken down so we can digest it better. And for me, it feels like that. It feels like I can digest it better. And I actually like that side of a little bit of a crunch on top of my bowls. So how I assemble it is truly just having the salad in my bowl, putting a little bit of lemon on top and like sea salt. And then I put the veggies on top. again, a bit of sea salt on them. And then on top of that, I put some, how do you see, let's say like microgreens. So I buy different microgreens and I put them on top as well. And on top of all of that, I put either like the tofu or the tempeh, or sometimes also nothing added. So sometimes I don't have tofu and tempeh. Don't have it every day, just whenever I feel like it. And on top of all of that, like a little dressing or topping, I put tahini, so sesame seed paste or mousse, I don't know how you say that. And that is kind of like a bit of the sauce that I have then. I also do love to mix the sesame seed paste or sauce or whatever with, how's it called, the, not a soy sauce, but a tamari sauce, because this one is gluten-free and I buy one with reduced salt. And if you mix it with, well, these two with water, you get like a creamy, runny sauce. Also very delicious, so I highly recommend that. Yeah, so I have these kind of foods combined and together, and it covers so many different nutrients, and it covers everything from good fats to good protein to good carbohydrates. And yeah, that's what I have. And I usually do not opt for any grains, no rice, no, I don't know, no buckwheat, no nothing in that area. I have it sometimes, just every couple of weeks and when I eat out, but I do not feel like it's the most radiant food for my body, so I usually don't have it in my regular bowls, which I find works really well for me. But again, it's different for everybody, and this is just what I do. And sometimes after having dinner, I have a dried fruit snack, like a date or something, or I have another piece of chocolate, just because I like it sweet and I like to round up my day with a little bit of something sweet. And I have my tea in the evening, often buy these, how do you say, like basic digestive teas, like the one that are quite, I don't know, do you say like the base teas, which are just in a very good, I think their level of acidity fits well with the body's acidity or something like that. And they work really well for me. So I'm just going to call them base teas right now. But that's what they are. That's what's written on the packaging. And they just have really good roots and greens in them that just work really well for digestion. So I can only highly recommend those and love that one, and it just calms me down as well. So it works really well for before going to bed. Yeah, and that's basically a full day of eating. I don't know if you found that inspiring. I don't know, maybe I could, yeah, just give you a little insight into how I fit more greens into my day as well. And something really funny. So sometimes if I have too many greens in my fridge and I know that, oh my god, I cannot use them all in my bowls for the next couple of days and they would go bad, I just use like a huge amount of greens, put it into my blender with one banana, sometimes a date, and a couple of like berries and a scoop of protein powder, and it's a mostly green smoothie actually, and it smells like salad actually. You don't really taste it, but it's a very fun way of having a lot of greens in your belly at once and also not letting them go bad. And it's just a little hack that I have just so that I can clear out my fridge and feel good about myself at the same time. So yeah, but I wish you a beautiful day. Maybe you want to fix up one of those incredible salad veggie bowls tonight, or you want to have one of those delicious smoothie bowls, and or you got inspired by my little chocolate snack in between. So have fun with that. And if you want to, share with me on Instagram what your favorite ways of eating your greens are. And I'm looking forward to, talking to you tomorrow.